How do I do it? How am I able to do what I do on a daily basis? You know, how do I fight the demons? Because they hear me speak and I'm very raw and real. How do you fight my insecurities, all these things? And they're there every day. They're there every day. I'm in search for a feeling. I'm not in search for a trophy. I'm not in search for love. I'm not in search for more followers on Instagram or social media. When I started this journey years ago and I realized that I'm going to be somebody and I'm searching for a feeling of true victory for myself and only myself. The second I shut out the whole world and realized that one thing, that I am in this world alone, I'm fighting this race by myself. Yeah, I'm all about people. I'm all about team. I'm all about that shit. But I'm really all about right now and in my life, no one knows the real truth about me, how hard I really go. I don't care if anybody knows. I don't want anybody to know. I'm an introvert. I live an introverted life. And I love that about me. That right there is my fuel, is I know that there's really no one out there grinding like me. And if they are, so be it. If I know about you, I'll make sure that I up my game. That's what the mentality is all about. My whole thing is a mentality thing. I view myself as the weakest person on the planet Earth. I was just an insecure, scared kid. And the only way I could find myself was to put myself through the worst thing possible. My goal in life was to, in my mind, believe I'm the hardest man alive. And that's why the whole thing is, can't hurt me. That's what it's about. It's about whatever you think you are, you have to make that dream a reality. But that's where the hard part is making that dream reality. That's where the hard work comes. That's where people know, how do you keep grinding every day? You have to make those insecurities, those fears. Like when I was 300 pounds, I didn't have any drive. I'm gonna go be a Navy SEAL. What kind of stupid shit is that, 300 pounds? There wasn't like a drive to go be a Navy SEAL. I was an insecure, lying kid, afraid. I had to look in my insecurities and in my fear and find drive in that. We're all looking for passion. Passion's all around you. You have a whole stack of it all around you. It's your insecurities, all that shit. You gotta dive deep in that shit. It's all in there. All the energy and fuel you need is right in yourself. It's all there. You got a lot of stuff to do to overcome. And you know, that's where I found it. I found it right there in my own insecurities. I found drive in my own insecurities. And that's the most powerful thing in the world. When you can find drive in your own doubt, fear, insecurities, you become very unstoppable. The biggest misunderstanding about David Goggins of all time is profound. It's like, whether you believe in God or not, I do. He put this lab rat, which is me, on this planet to let me see what a beat up, abused kid who can barely learn and has a twisted body with messed up genetics, sickle cell, and other issues can endure. He gave me everything that pretty much disqualifies you from the military. But back then it wasn't a stress, so let's put him in this and see what comes out of it. To do that, friction is essential. You don't wake up in the morning and head to the coffee maker. In fact, sometimes I don't even sleep. What it requires is intense focus. For example, at 2 o'clock in the morning when my brain is thinking about a drug, I have to get up and look in my book to see if that drug is how I remember it. And this is every day of my life. That's why when I train a fighter or anyone, I tell them, you have no idea how great you really are, because they're using such a minimal portion of what they have. If people can learn to focus, they can see what's possible. While it may not be pretty, people have wanted to do documentaries on me. I refuse because I don't want normal. Everyday people picking apart my life saying it's miserable. Who wants to live like that? They look at me and think it's crazy, almost like I'm sick or psychotic. The most frustrating thing in the world for me is when normal people judge a man like myself on what it really takes to extract greatness from nothing. It takes every bit of who you are if you choose that route. If you don't choose it, Merry Christmas, do what you gotta do. But all these things, Like I told you, I'm going to keep it real. I didn't come here to talk about performing without purpose, because when I write these books, I go through and try to dumb down David Goggins. How can I give normal people? And I'm normal, but I found something most don't want to find, something from this crazy psychotic brain that I've developed. How can I do that? So I sit down with Jennifer for years and write down things like perform without purpose, callous your mind, armor your mind, the cookie jar, the accountability mirror, stuff that people can actually use in their lives. I'm glad it helps you, but the barbaric life that I live, that you must live, the almost obsession, you must have to be great. You can't put that in a book. You can't write about it. It has to be experienced. And even after you experience it, it's difficult to encapsulate it in a book. It would seem like he needs to be locked up. It doesn't make sense for a guy that everything, every second of the day, he is trying to extract more from something. Constantly think he's constantly disciplined, never going off the path. Whatever is injured on him, he figures a way. It's a conqueror's mindset. And very few people, if any, can really understand what that is. Like, I'm almost 50, and I've been this way for almost 30 years. Like, what do you do for fun? These questions, I don't get them. I don't understand them. People love to lie about who they're not. They love to lie about who they're not, dude. And that's, for me, the reason why I'm so vulnerable and I'm so real and honest. Find somebody, come out, tell me I'm lying about my fucking life. And for me to come where I came from and have the resume I have now, you know the confidence you get? How, I don't care who, you gonna judge me? You gonna judge me? What have you done in your life? So me being so honest and so upfront and so truthful, that came with me finally figuring out who I was, but also conquering David Goggins, the demons of David Goggins. Therefore, now you're just an open book. You look at somebody looking right in the eye, tell them exactly who the fuck you are. You walk away. I'm good, bro, because I know exactly what this journey took to get here. And that gives you a fire and a passion that people can call you nigger, they can call you, if you're a lesbian or gay or bisexual, call you whatever the fuck you want. If you put yourself in the fire and you come out every fucking day like this, brush it off, not scared to go back in there again, come on, man. Your truth is real. You come out every day, man, with a way of talking to people that people don't have, because there's no truth behind them. And the truth is a starting line. When you sit in the ugly mirror and say, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, you finally started your life. Maybe 40 years old. Maybe 40 years old. 5, 6 kids, wife. But the second you look in that mirror and you say, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. Well, basically, I'm not this, I'm not this, I'm not this. I can't do this, I can't do this. I'm all these insecurities. Your life finally started. And once you start that life, man, the truth comes out big time. You don't care. So that's the problem. Most people just don't want to have that conversation to the point where they can go on stage with a million people and say, I'm all of this. And have a good day. See ya. It's empowering. It's very empowering.
Belief is something special. It's not as simple as just telling someone, oh, believe in yourself. That's a bunch of crap. Belief for me came from enduring hell weeks, taping up my legs, getting up early in the morning by myself with no coach, and motivating myself every single day. When I'm out there on 240-mile runs, not wanting to be there, 90 miles in with 150 miles to go, and no one is there to cheer. Come on, David. I am forming belief. People develop belief in many different ways, but this is how I do it. So when hard times hit, I know exactly how to get through them. When I first self-published my book, Can't Hurt Me, no one believed in me, but I believed in myself. It sold 5 million copies. A lot of people come up here and talk about motivation and pushing yourself, but they're not actually doing it. They wake up every day with a canned speech telling you what to do and how to do it. Make your bed, take a cold shower, all that crap. I'm telling you right now, you have to be the person that leads from the front. Many of you out here are in leadership positions, and many of our leading from the front. They're leading from the rear, yet they're telling you how to do it. They wake up late and don't practice what they preach. In life, it's crucial to do what you say, because that's where true knowledge comes from. During my time training with the Navy SEALs, I wanted to quit every single day, but I told myself not to give in because many dreams die while suffering. And many of us have suffered, not just physically, but also emotionally and spiritually. It could be in a relationship where during suffering, you give up on the things you wanted the most. When I was training for pararescue, I wanted to be a pararescue man so badly, but the water haunted me. When the suffering became too much, my dream died along with it. If I hadn't found the Navy SEALs and gotten past that hump, overcoming and facing my demons every day, I wouldn't be here today. You can't outrun your demons. They'll always know where you're hiding. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done. Discomfort yields progress. Discomfort is a teacher, a litmus test for activities we should be doing. So when you think about success, think about the discomfort. Discomfort will become how you prioritize everything and organize your effort to achieve what will genuinely make you grow. It's easy to say, chase discomfort. And if that was all there was to it, I could end up here. You could go after things that make you feel uncomfortable and see results. There is some truth to this, but in the real world, it's a bit more complicated. The challenge is that you need to find discomfort in the right areas and the right amounts. You will need to prioritize your discomfort daily. Unfocused and occasional discomfort will result in some progress. However, the growth you see with this type of effort will result in a linear progression, and what we are chasing are geometric results. You don't only need to do something that makes you uncomfortable today. You need to put a focus on your discomfort, compounded in the same areas over decades. You may have to start small, but one area of discomfort will build on the next area. And as this happens, you will see more and more success. When you see a successful person in any domain, there is no doubt they have been pursuing discomfort for a very long time. They sucked once. They got uncomfortable, kept at it, and then they started to suck a little bit less. Over time, they went from sucking to decent. After they were decent, they became good. They then went from good to great, and finally to world class. The key is daily over decades. Pursuit builds success. Continuous daily pursuit is very uncomfortable. We all have the same building blocks. We all have 24 hours in a day to shape our future and build who we want to become. However, some succeed at a high level and others coast into mediocrity or worse. Today, you can have anything you want whenever you want. New technological advances are inspiring and impressive, but are we leading it, or are these advances leading us to a life of slothful ease? You need to concentrate your efforts and limit distraction. Embrace the suck and get comfortable handling challenges alone. But where do you start? What areas of discomfort will produce results? Of all the things you could be doing, what should you be doing? Comfort is like a baby lion. You take it on as an adorable little pet, and in the beginning, loving and nurturing it is no problem. However, as the lion starts to grow, you have to feed it more and more. Eventually, you realize this beast was never meant to be your pet. That cute face that lured you in now has sharp fangs and paws the size of your head. Eventually, the lion will destroy you, because that's what lions do. Embracing comfort is an insidious process that can shorten your life and decrease your enjoyment of it. In order to make the most meaningful impact, we have to clear the weeds on comfort. Once we clear up all the sneaky ways comfort is creeping into your life and slowing you down, then we can tackle what killing comfort looks like and set you on the path towards a better life.